You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Following on from the great success of all the team RNIB runners in the 2026 London Marathon, raising over £200,000 for the RNIB, you might be thinking of putting on your trainers and joining team RNIB in the TCS 2027 London Marathon. Well, now here on RNIB Connect Radio, I'm joined by Bill Blundell, one of the 2026 London Marathon team RNIB runners, for a bit of an insight as to what it is like taking part and running in the London Marathon as a visually impaired person. Hello, Bill, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, and thank you so much indeed for running the London Marathon for Team RNIB.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's my pleasure.
So, firstly, Bill, what made you want to sign up and run for Team RNIB in the 2026 London Marathon as a visually impaired person?
Well, I did want to do the London Marathon. Last year, I got in on the ballot, which was a bit of a miracle. That was the first time in 11 years of trying, and enjoyed it so much. And my eyesight's still declining, so I thought it was possible this could be the last sort of year I can really sort of try and do it and sort of see parts of it and really enjoy it. So I thought, well, let's pick a charity. And the RNIB are obviously one that helps me loads. They've been there supporting me in different ways. So I thought it would be lovely to try and give a bit back and run with them.
So do give me a little bit of an insight of what it was like taking part in the London Marathon, the start running in such a big crowd, and I suppose running past all those fantastic, iconic London landmarks too.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is an experience. Everyone says about it, but it's not just the race. I mean, the race itself is amazing with all the sound and sights and everything. There's so much your hairs on the back of your neck and that are all just going up on end with all the different crescendos of sound and colour and cheering. But it's all the week before it. Everyone's wishing you good luck. Everyone in the street, everyone in all your, anywhere you go, really, people are just so invested in the London Marathon. And afterwards, the messages on my phone at the end of the race, it was like, oh, my God, I've got about 90-odd messages. And, you know, it's just everything. The London Marathon is just something completely different. It's so special.
And I think a lot of people do watch and get behind all the runners. And I wondered, does all that sort of cheering as you go around help to keep you going through some of those tough times when it gets to the last few miles of the marathon?
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah. Yeah. The last sort of 3 miles, I was starting to real struggle. And you've got your name on your shirt, which is what they recommend. And people are just going, come on, Bill, you know, chanting out your name, going, Bill. They see your name and they're just, Bill, Bill. It's just, you know, it's amazing. Some of the people, their voices must be hoarse, you know, they're out there for hours just cheering everyone on. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think that's incredible. And it must be amazing getting to and going through that finish line at the end, and a real sense of achievement, I suspect, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You come round past Buckingham Palace and everything, and you see the finish, and it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, and so much noise. It's just, you know, incredible. Yeah.
Some people, like, you know, do sort of almost slightly collapse because I suspect it's the end and that's the finish and you're, you know, it's time to stop and shut down, I suppose.
Yeah. I was pretty exhausted. I must admit, I was, in bits. It took me, we were trying to have a little sit down afterwards and change the trainers and socks and things. And that took me out ages, you know, a good half an hour. I was in so much pain and cramping up, but it's worth it. It was something, you know, the feeling's amazing.
So, Bill, if people might be thinking of running the 2027 TCS London Marathon for Team RNIB, what would be your top tips for training to take part, getting through all those training runs during the winter, and advice on running the marathon itself?
Yeah, I mean, you've just got the training. I mean, the training, I think the RNIB are brilliant anyway, because they actually provide you with a coach who, like, will send you a questionnaire. I actually pay a company, and this chap, Benjamin, is really good. He listens to you and then he does you a tailored plan, and he's there for support through the thing as well. So you've got someone that sort of, you know, knows what they're doing, who's, you know, tailored something specially for you. Obviously, when you're out on some of the long runs or doing some faster interval training, it's not easy, and it is down to you to motivate yourself. But you just keep thinking about that end goal and what it's going to be like. Just look at some of the pictures on the TV. of the marathon and just imagine, you know, and it just keeps you going.
And I suspect also to enjoy it as well, which is possibly something that might not be in your mind as you're taking part.
Yeah, well, I tried reminding myself just to keep enjoying it and just, you know, just try and keep your heart rate down when I was doing it. It's, you know, it's definitely one of the things. It is, you know, you can push yourself too hard and that perhaps can spoil your enjoyment. So, you know, it's a special race.
And finally, why would you encourage other people to run for Team RNIB in next year's marathon?
Just because they're such a great charity. They are one of the charities that really do help people. They've got support lines, and I get the talk with the talking books you can get with the RNIB, which is amazing. You get all the, which is pretty much as much, nearly as much as Audible have got, some of the pay services on talking books. We're reading, you know, I can't do it now. And that's all provided through RNIB. And, you know, there's all the cane training and all these other bits and bobs. They really are, you know, they help people all over with sight loss. It's fantastic. So,
well, if, like Bill, you would like to join Team RNIB for the 2027 TCS London Marathon or running for RNIB in either the London Big Half this September or the 2026 Royal Parks Half Marathon in October, do go to rnib.org.uk/London-runs for more details on how to sign up. Well, thank you so much indeed, Bill, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And also, thank you so much for running for Team RNIB in the 2026 London Marathon and raising a fantastic amount for the RNIB too.
That's fine. It was my pleasure. So thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.